Cabin Crunch.
Hollow Nine.
Episode 11, Ghosts of Yesterday. The Rundown. In our last episode, Jonathan Cooper made the trek to Arizona after receiving a mysterious letter from his father, Robert. He has sought out a man named Ian Spector, a friend of his father's. We join them now.
Need more fire on that ridge. If we don't close that gap, they're gonna keep pouring through and tearing to shreds. Now get me some goddamn fire on the ridge. Where's my air support? I got two brigades pinned down out there, and we're cut off from any reinforcements. Damn it! If we don't get some air support and some fire on that ridge, we're just waiting out here to die. Now somebody get me through with some backup. Spectre, out.
What do you want us to do, sir?
I want you to hit Rivers and Campanelli and four more volunteers. The seven of us are gonna go take care of this shit and get the hell out of here. Now get them, go, go!
Yes, sir! Incoming!
No! 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 No!
Ian, are you alright?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I must have been talking in my sleep again.
Something like that.
All right, youngin', let an old man get out of bed at his own pace. Why don't you go scramble up some eggs and get some bacon frying? We got a long day ahead of us, and you're gonna need a solid breakfast in your stomach.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I know you and me ain't exactly been on good terms for some time. And I know I've sent boys this young into danger before. I'm just begging you, Lord, for the strength to train this one right, so that I'm not just sending him off to the slaughter. Please protect him. He has a good heart. He comes from a good family. But the job you've left for him is more than any one man should bear. Lord, give me the strength to do what's right. And damn you for putting me in the position to have to do it. Amen.
Half a world away, in the security offices of the Hollow Nine headquarters, Robert Cooper, Jonathan's father, reviews the last transmission from their missing agent, codenamed Silent Thunder, with Captain C. Riley Smith, head of security.
Situation far more critical than previously anticipated. Mission may need to be aborted. Last call. The screw turns only one way. Out!
Play that last part again.
Last call. The screw turns only one way. Out!
I was curious about that part myself, sir. I just can't believe Silent Thunder would have run into such resistance and not found a way to...
A way to what, Smith?
A way to survive, sir.
And who said he was dead?
Well, no one has said it, sir, but given what we know...
We don't know anything for sure. Not right now, we don't. So until we do, we operate under the assumption that this is still part of a rescue mission and not a retaliation.
The signal's on the radar, sir. The nine...
What, UFOs? Can't actually say it out loud, Smith?
We don't know what they are, sir. All I'm saying is that we have to at least acknowledge that it's more than likely we'll never hear from him again. You heard him yourself. The screw turns only one way.
Smith, if you knew half the classified details surrounding this operation, your stomach would churn until digestive acids ate you alive from the inside out. Come with me. I want to show you something. Shut the door.
Sir, I hope you're not mistaking my concern for disrespect or for my doubting of your assessment of the situation.
You're one of the finest recruits I've ever had the privilege of training. Right now, I need you to shut up and listen, and I know you'll be able to understand why in a minute, when you've seen this.
This signal's weird.
Must be some interference or something. There's movement all over the place.
Seal the door. Hurry!
Come on!
Yeah.
Come on, get back! Work fast! Movement.
Sir,
just watch the monitor.
Range 20 meters.
We found a way in. Something we missed.
We didn't miss anything. 18. 17 meters.
Something under the floor, not in the plants. I don't know.
15 meters.
Definitely inside the barricade.
Man, this is a big fucking signal. 12 meters. 11. 10.
Then they're right on us.
9 meters.
Remember, short, controlled bursts.
8 meters. 7. 6.
Can't be, that's inside the room.
It's reading right, man, look.
Well, you're not reading it right.
5 meters, man. 4. What the hell?
Oh, my God. Oh,
give me the light.
What is it, sir? What is it that's killing them?
What is it? The beginning.
Do it! No!
The horrors grow no milder as we join Enigma, the Hollow Nine agent who's been captured and tortured from the beginning of our story. He's being visited by the whispering voice yet again, only this time with much clearer intent.
You know you can't last much longer.
I don't know how I've lasted this long.
Of course you do.
What?
Hollow Nine must be recruiting special ed kids these days.
Fuck you.
We are really going to have to work on your attitude problem. And I'll have to wait till later. Right now, we have a serious business to discuss.
How do I even know if you're real? Something tells me you're just in my head. You're a figment of my imagination.
Okay. Alright, you want to go that route? I'm going to chalk all this up to the fact that you've been getting your ass beat to shit for the last week or so. But, just for argument's sake, even if I am just in your head, at least you're being motivated. Most men in your position would have abandoned all hope, spilled their guts, talked a long talk off a short period. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No, not you. Not you, my man.
Why are you trying to help me?
We all need friends, Daddy-O. This place is getting kind of dull, and all this peace shall take over the world, yeah? Noise and nonsense, you know what I mean? Get back and go.
I don't even know where I am. I don't know how to get out.
That's what I'm here for, Daddy-O. You know they won't leave you to live much longer, right? All kidding aside.
Yeah. Well, I figured that sounds about right.
We need to get out of here.
Well, how do we do that?
All depends on how good an actor you can be, Daddy-O. Let's see your demure face.
Plans continue to move forward on all sides of the globe. Crane, the mercenary responsible for the hijacking of Quan Sang Lee's convoy, hired by Cypher, the newest player in our game, hovers above the burning sands of a far-off desert, waiting to make his drop.
Approaching drop point now.
Excellent. My team shall be arriving momentarily.
No sign Lee's people have followed us. Is it possible they don't know yet?
None were left alive in the convoy?
No, sir. All targets eliminated.
And I have a feeling Mr. Quan Sang Lee is no longer a concern about it, Mr. Crane. Once you've completed the drop, I want you to return to the rendezvous and await further instructions. Our plans have only just begun to move.
Very good, sir.
Sir, we have 3 units approaching from the north.
There. 3 vehicles, 2 towing storage containers. This is our drop zone. Prepare to release the cargo.
Roger. Preparing cargo for deployment drop in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release.
We've arrived at the drop!
Are we happy?
Yeah, all appears to be as it should.
Excellent. Though I would caution your men not to move the equipment just yet.
And why would that be, I wonder, Mr. Cypher?
Because my accountant has yet to discover the funds we had agreed upon in our Swiss bank account. Until we do, the remote-triggered explosives that have been secured within the containers, which will easily eliminate you and your entourage from where you sit at this moment, will remain armed and ready for detonation at the press of a single button on this remote control I am now holding in my hand.
This was not part of our negotiation, Mr. Cypher. I do not like last-minute changes to well-laid plans.
With all due respect, even a businessman such as yourself does not work without insurance policies. Consider this best practices for people in our respective rarefied professions, don't you think?
Best practices? I like you, Mr. Cypher. You deliver more than just a promised merchandise. Always the adventure with men like you. Your accountant can expect to see the wire transfer completed momentarily. You shall be receiving verification now.
Yes, I see that we have the incoming message. Thank you for your business.
Thank you for your service. We shall do this again sometime, yes?
Always a pleasure working with a man of your caliber, Mr. Santos. I look forward to hearing from you.
Be sure and do that. Goodbye.
Patience, my friend. Only one more job, and we will no longer have any use for Mr. Cypher.
Cypher has popped up for the last 2 episodes of our show. Let us hear what some of the security force around the interior's headquarters have to say about him.
You got a smoke?
I thought you quit.
Yeah, well, ever since I've seen this Cypher guy come around here lately, I'd rather deal with cancer than deal with him.
You've actually seen Cypher?
Oh, I've seen him.
Because, you know, a lot of guys say they've seen Cypher, but I don't know many who've actually seen Cypher.
He's a ruthless motherfucker, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, sure, I guess if you believe everything you hear, you know.
Dude, he ripped out Valero's teeth with a fucking monkey wrench, dude.
No, he didn't.
He really did. And what do you think happened to Davis? Why do you think he has a prosthetic leg?
I heard it was some kind of skiing accident, some kind of creature supposed to have attacked him.
Come on,
you
man.
You know, he said this fucking cat came out of the snow and attacked him.
I've heard of a snow burn, but fucking third-degree burns from a ski trip.
Well, what did he do? All right, so how did he lose his leg?
He fucking blowtorched his leg, dude.
Blowtorched his whole leg off.
His whole leg. Severed it with a blowtorch.
Do you know how long that would take?
He did it.
I don't know if that's possible, but okay, whatever. I mean,
dude, just give me a fucking cigarette, please.
Yeah, alright, fine, here. Just don't blame me when you fucking can't breathe and cough up blood and shit.
I should be saying the same for you. With him around here?
Yeah, well, could if be Cypher's around, you know, Jesus. Okay. Alrighty, another episode down, episode 11, another chapter told.
Yo.
I'm digging this shit. I hope everybody's digging this. That shit was fun.
It just gets eviler.
That shit was really
eviler,
fun.
More evil.
And we've got the script for the next episode. I mean, basically, I just really hope everybody can envision what we're trying to do here and like, are along on the ride with us here. But we're really trying. I think that everyone's going to really enjoy it. If they like this one, obviously, then they'll definitely like the next one.
Yeah, sorry right. for the long delay.
Yeah, you know, like... It always seems, I guess, that July must be a nasty month. That's why
dude,
I was saying last week, I understand why TV shows are on season break, man. It's just so goddamn hard to get together and do all this.
Dude, and plus it's like death outside.
Yeah, oh man, it was terrible.
It was like 103 degrees the other day, man.
And it didn't help. I had this like nasty stomach virus for like 2 weeks. I was like, I basically didn't eat solid food for a week. It sucked, but...
Jello.
But, you know, it would be nice if people emailed us at DaveTheKlone@gmail.com. That's DaveTheKlone@gmail.com. And even if they just say, well, hey, clone, you know, we're happy you're feeling better. Thank God you come back. We're lost without you.
Or if you want to drop some audio, love.
Oh, Hollow 9, we missed it so much.
206-666-6173.
It gives us a reason to keep checking the email and going to iTunes. And obviously, you know, we see the feed views going up. People are checking, looking for us.
And we give you a reason to keep living.
Yes, definitely. What would you do without Clone Flex, Junior, Cojones, Asmodeus, and Mabel?
The whole nine, well, even though there's not nine of us. But,
yeah, well, there may
not,
be.
Well,
we got some
in
the woodwork.
Not that anyone knows them.
Those are the only ones who are brave enough to make their presence known.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we want to say hi to everybody at Podomatic, our usual fanfare of Red Fanny. I know they're taking the next couple weeks off. Superboy still joining us in the ether. He's putting up his beats online. Everyone check him out. You'll notice it's a lot of the ones that we used in our earlier episodes.
Yeah.
He sent me a new one for us to use. We're going to use that sometime soon.
Yeah.
We had some new friends. I want to say what's up to Jay Miguel and the In-Aught show. Fucking rock music, man. A Volta de 20 Minutos de Bureau Rock and Roll. He's got a rock station that he plays the podcast out, man.
Monster Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, man?
We definitely are saying hi to them. Todd Bates at Haunted Voices was kind enough not only to send us a friend request, but offer us some EVP recordings.
Ooh, white noise.
I'm actually kind of scared to hear these. I am very frightened by this.
Might have to get out Michael Keaton in here,
the fact that it was the fact that it's supposedly real too. I mean, it's one thing if it's just a movie, but
that's
I just want to read you like the, you know, like when they send you the friend request, it says in a little about the show. Their podcast, what it says is what we hear what you fear. Paranormal talk show with special guests, paranormal topics. The show will focus on electronic voice phenomenon, ghost photography, training, and information on hauntings. Now listen to the about when we say the about Todd Bates. Soul exchanges. One man's quest to communicate with the dead. Chances are you'll find him in an abandoned home, walls yellow with age and doors teetering dangerously on their hinges. Maybe. That's kind of... That's kind of intense. I don't know. What the hell does it say about that?
At the same time, it's intriguing, though.
Yeah, so we may have some EVP recordings coming up that they were kind enough to offer us. We also want to say what's up to DeadLantern.com's Splattercast. To talk horror with them, you can visit them at www.deadlantern.com. Yeah, definitely. That's cool as hell. They're deep from the bowels of the basement of Spooky McPhee's decrepit mansion. I wonder if we can eventually get tickets to go over there.
Dude, that was,
I would like
where
to
is
go,
it at? Where are they at?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Does it give it like a biography or anything?
Wonderful internet. Wonderful, wonderful. It doesn't have anything. Undisclosed hometown.
Undisclosed.
unfortunately.
It is not applicable.
But maybe one day they will invite us to the Spooky McPhee's Decrepit Mansion, which you're on a tour. I also want to say stop off at Night of Living Podcast and check their place out. I bet you that's pretty cool.
Yeah, what happened to the door horrors, man?
No, who knows? They're lost in the ether.
Disappeared, huh?
John Burroughs, what's up, man? Hell's Kitchen. These guys are awesome. Columbus's premier creative podcast, a podcast of the musical and artistic talents of Columbus, Indiana, where we will focus on talent, events, and other points of interest in the Columbus area. Also featured 4th Street Bar and Grill. They are awesome. You guys got to check their show out. John mentioned he was a big fan of our show. I want to thank him for all the
Hell's Kitchen.
Plugging. Hell's Kitchen, John Burroughs. Check them out.
That's where I like to cook.
Yeah, yeah. We spend a lot of time in Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. So, well, with that, we'd like to say adios. It's been nice being sponsored by Captain Crunch for this episode
Hell
of the podcast.
Yes. Thank you, Captain,
Thank
for making
you.
It happen.
They definitely came through in the clutch for us. So,
So,
remember, everybody, Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries, go out and enjoy some cereal.
Peace!
This is Colin and Flex saying namaste.
Bitch.